think all of us are aware that we are having this special program for Avyakt Sustenance for this month of January. And for the past yesterday, today, we have taken up the theme in following Father, the step of being accurate and alert. So I thought that I will take up the same topic connected with the Avyakt Sustenance program, Follow Father. Brahma Baba was the practical example for being accurate and alert. What is accuracy? Accuracy is the forerunner of perfection. If someone wants to know how close they have come to perfect stage, they can check with one of these signals, accuracy. That means everything is done in the right way, at the right time, precisely. Which means you think of thoughts that is necessary, you speak words that is necessary, perform actions that is necessary at the right time, in the right way, in the right proportion. Not too much and not too less. And that is why sometimes when you go to some place or when you see somebody, you get the feeling, wow, this is really accurate. That means everything is as it should be. There is no more addition can be made. On a physical level, you know, like if you cook food, all the ingredients are correct, texture is correct, color is correct, taste is, so say, oh, it's accurate. You know, so there is no more comment after that. So in the same way, Brahma Baba's practical life was accurate, which means that he was conscious of the time of the confluence age. You know, because Brahma Baba was conscious of the confluence age at time, he did not delay in doing anything. You know, Baba's slogan was, it must be done now. Now or never. Baba never liked postponing because we know that procrastination is the thief of time. So Brahma Baba practically, you know, was punctual and regular. Because accuracy is practically revealed in our life, Brahmin life especially, in being punctual and regular. That is why Brahma Baba was an example. You know, Brahma Baba never came late to Murli, not even single day. And Mama followed Brahma Baba at every step. And not only punctual but regular, consistency is also important. So this is why one thing, if I want to be accurate, I need to have realization of the self and recognition of the time. You know, if you really have the realization of the self, you will have the recognition of time, and the proof of both these is accuracy. Because you know that this is the time we are instilling the sanskaras within us for the next 5,000 years. Like you are in front of a camera, you are in front of a tape recorder, everything is being recorded. So how you wanted it to be recorded? You want it to be accurate, isn't it? So you are aware of the urgency of being right, precise, in this confluence stage in doing everything, because we don't get the same chance again. In the confluence stage, we get things to do only once. And I should really put in my heart and soul to make it accurate. You know, when someone see, they can see the yoga of my intellect through the action that I have performed. So that is why one of the things Mohini Ben was sharing regarding this topic was, you know, responsibility. Because when you realize your responsibility, then you will have maturity in everything you do. Because a responsible person always aware that whatever actions I perform, others will copy and do the same. Now, Brahma Baba had this slogan in front of him constantly. He always was aware that there are people who are in front of me, there are people who are behind me. So, whatever I do, others will copy and do the same. So, that responsibility allowed him to be accurate in everything he does. That means every action Brahma Baba did was an ideal action. Example means an ideal action, role model. So there is nothing to think about when we follow Baba. Nothing to think about, because he won number one in the golden age because of his accuracy, you know, balance, you know. In order to be accurate, I need to strike the right balance. Because if there is not the accurate balance, you cannot be accurate. So balance, accuracy and perfection. So I need to make sure nothing is extreme. You know, sometimes when Baba talks about self-progress, we go into the extreme of paying attention on the self, we neglect service. And sometimes when Baba talks about, karma yoga, we get so much engrossed in it, so we forget about our self-progress. So it should not go into extreme. It should be together. Balance means what? Together. You know? So every step I take, see, if you don't walk left, right properly, you will, you know, somewhere you slip away. So in order to be accurate, I have to be attentive. If you don't have attention on yourself, if your attention move away from yourself unto others, you have lost the balance and you cannot be accurate. So attention is important, but attention without tension. Because sometimes Brahmins have attention, but they have the tension of keeping attention. Just have attention on yourself. No, that is why Baba was talking about, you know, not having my vision towards others, what they are doing, and not to become a judge for others, what they should not be doing. But I should always ask myself, that I have come to Baba to change myself. You know, so when I change, the world will change. So if I keep that aim in my mind, then I will have attention on myself. And the proof of having attention on myself is I am able to keep the right balance. And that right balance automatically leads me to the right action. Another important thing, you know, especially accuracy in making decision. You know, many times we make decisions and after that we regret. Oh, I should not have made this decision, I should not have thought about it. So, how to make accurate decision? So for that, Baba says, you need to make your mind, your thoughts powerful. If you have powerful thoughts, then you are able to keep your third eye, the eye of discriminating and discerning awake. If you want to be accurate in your decisions, your third eye should be open. You have to have the stage of awakening, awakened, enlightened stage. Before speaking, before performing action, I need to consider the consequences. And then I perform action. So in accuracy, there is no regret. If I have any feeling of regret or guilt after performing action, that means I have not thought about it properly before making the decision. But again, there is another situation. You know, some people are indecisive. They cannot make decision because they don't want to take the responsibility of the consequences. You know, it's a fear of making decision because they will be responsible. But if my mind is powerful, if my yoga of intellect is connected accurately, yoga yukta stage. So in order to be accurate, you must have yoga yukta stage. Your intellect accurately linked with Baba. Then you get the intuition. You know, your third eye is open, so you get the right thought to make the decision. And because it is Baba's touching, there is no regret. There is no repentance. So just like a judge, you know, before making any decision, you know, he think about the consequences because he has responsibility. So each one of us have to be our own judge. So think of the consequences and take responsibility to face the consequences. Then I will be able to make the right decision. So when I am accurate, you know, automatically carelessness, laziness, giving excuses, all these weaknesses cannot exist. No, I was really touched by Baba's explanation the other day. You know, to have waste thought is also carelessness. Why do you have waste thoughts till now? It's carelessness, lack of responsibility. And so automatically, someone who is accurate, they are also alert. Alert in the sense, awake. You know, I was thinking about the security guard. Why do we have security in our buildings? To be alert about what is happening around, isn't it? To just to be aware who is coming, who is going, what is happening around, immediately they can take some, you know, some steps to avoid such things happening. So it is a kind of self-security. A guard, to be alert is like being guard on myself. Yeah? It's guarding myself, alert. So I cannot be careless at the same time if I am alert. So the other day I was in ORC and Asha Didi was sharing with me, you know, the brother who is the security for that building, he's supposed to keep himself free to make sure that anybody comes, what happens. So he was not doing that job. He was talking on the mobile phone all the time, and she observed him 3 times. That this is not security job you are doing. You are just busy on your phone. You are not watching what is happening. So finally she took away the mobile from him to teach him that you must be responsible if you want to be a security guard. So what it means to be alert is guarding myself. You know, like, sometimes we say easily, waste thought comes, negative thought comes. Why they come? I am sleeping. And sometimes it comes in words, sometimes it comes in action. And then afterwards we regret, oh, this happened. The reason is that I am in the security guard house, but I am not guarding. So that means I am not alert, being aware. You know, we need to have a kind of vigilance over us, not negligence. You know, somebody who is negligent cannot be alert. Somebody who is careless cannot be alert. Alert is like, you know, always having the state of awakening. See, Brahma Baba used to sleep, but his sleep was so light. Like sometimes people were anxious to go and watch Brahma Baba, how he sleep. So they will go so quietly, not making noise also. And they will just move the screen little bit, curtain. But Baba is already, he said, come in, who is that, you know? He was sleeping, but he is alert. It's not that, you know, you become totally in such a way that you are lost. So sometimes it does happen, you know, when we are not awake, we are not, you know, in that kind of alertness, we allow wrong things to happen. I remember in Australia once what happened. One brother, you know, when he went to work, he closed the front door, he left the back door open. He did not know that he was open. So the thieves came from the front, you know, back door, and they took all the things. And when he came in the evening, his center was empty. So he told Nirmala Ben. So she said, why you gave trouble to the thieves to come from the back door? You could have kept the front door open. You know, in the sense that, you know, some alertness is missing. Like, you know, sometimes we take it for granted. It's okay. It happens all the time. You know, everybody is like that. So we just become a little bit casual. So this is a kind of a royal carelessness. So that is why Baba says, be light, but not loose. Be light, but not casual. So when we become like that, the alertness is gone. Then the old sanskaras in the form of subconscious mind, it's waiting to pop up, you know. It's just waiting for a chance for us to go to a nap. Carelessness in the form of nap makes us lose alertness. So we should be mature enough, responsible enough to be alert, even though it may not be my responsibility, but I belong to the yajna. Yajna is my home. So if something not right happening somewhere, I am alert. At least I can report to the person who is responsible. Not necessarily I should take law into my hand, but at least, you know, I see the damage that is happening, so I inform the person responsible and I become free. But if I say, oh, this is not my duty, you know, this is not my business, whatever they are happening, that is their karma. But if something causing damage and I still not aware of it, which is not really a mature person's nature, you know, it's not that I am thinking waste about others, but I need to be alert. So that's why, you know, Brahma Baba was always responsible, but always light. That was the speciality of Brahma Baba. Even though he had so much responsibility, but he was always light. He was so accurate, but at the same time, he was very introvert. No, you cannot be accurate if you are not introvert. You cannot be alert if you are not awake. Awake in the sense, the third eye, awake. You know, when you are soul conscious, your third eye is awake. So you know what is happening in your mind, what is happening in your subconscious mind. Otherwise, sometimes souls say, I don't know what is happening. I don't know why I did this. I don't know why I spoke like this. I did not want to, but I did it. So that is shows childishness, lack of attention. So now the time is ringing, you know. The time is calling us to move faster. We cannot just take back benches and say, I will make effort, you know, last moment. And I will reach the destination and I become karmatit. It cannot happen. I need to instill the sanskara of being a fast effort maker over a long period of time. So one of the sign of a fast effort maker who is accurate and alert is they will be ever ready. They will be ready on time. Not after the time has passed. So Brahma Baba was like that, you know, always ready on time. And the reason why some of us cannot be accurate and alert is because of lack of discipline. No, that's why I like the blessing Baba said yesterday. You know, whether you like to follow the principles or not, whether you like to follow the maryadas, rules or not, you do it even by force also. Right? You remember? Why? Because it is going to make you alert. You know, today I don't want to do it, I miss Amrit Vela. Next day I will get up later, another day even later, and finally I don't get up at all. So, best way to follow Maryadas, Srimati's with love from the heart. But the worst way is by force. Because if you become a disciplined person, you enjoy the perfect freedom. That's my experience. You know, discipline is the key to real freedom. Because you don't have to worry afterwards. Because you have done the thing that should be done at the right time, in the right way, and you don't have any other waste thoughts at all. But some Brahmins, they say, why should we force ourselves? This is easy Raj Yoga. You know, we should do when we feel like. If we don't feel like, we shouldn't do. But then those souls are not here today. You know, because they took it easy. It is easy yoga, but not lazy. You know, if you are lazy person, you cannot be accurate. The antidote for laziness is accuracy. You understand? If you want to overcome laziness, laziness means not now, not today, not me. And accuracy means now. It's me should be done now, not later. So, but one thing I would also say that, you know, those who are accurate, they also need to work with one more positive value. And that is patience. Most of the people who are accurate, you know, they lose their speciality by their impatience. Because when somebody is not accurate like you, you lose your patience. But that is where I need to work together. Like those who are determined, they need to have flexibility. Those who are accurate, they need to have patience. Then only you can show wonders through your speciality. And we are always put in connection with those people. When you are accurate, those who are always doing things late. So it's a big test for you. But at the same time, it is giving me an opportunity to improve my impatience. Become more patient. They are teachers to teach me patience. So when accuracy and patience is balanced, that becomes really an art. That was Brahma Baba. You know, Mohini Ben was sharing her experience in her class. You know, she has hosted Sakar Baba in Delhi. And she had the duty to bring Baba to class every day. But the place where she was staying was a bit far from the place where Sakar Baba was staying. So Baba was very accurate. He was ready on time. And she has to come from there. You know, she was little bit late. But when she arrived, Baba was standing behind the door. And he just followed her. He did not say anything. You know, if you were in that situation, you would have given few comments. I have been waiting here for so long. You are supposed to come at this time. Why you are late? You know, all kinds of comments. So Baba's patience taught her to be more accurate next day. So he was a practical example. So that is why yesterday in the Avyakt Murli, Baba said, you know, follow father is not only intellectual, it should be shown in your behavior, in your activities and your face. So, doesn't matter, you know, some souls are always late, they are always lazy. But I have to be an example in front of them to allow them to change their sanskaras, right? So that is why yesterday, today and tomorrow, we are concentrating on this topic. So continue with that in your own way. You know, waking up at the right time, eating at the right time, sleeping at the right time, doing right things according to the routine at the right time. So I will instill the sanskar of coming close to perfection myself. No, that is why Baba said we are all making effort, but our effort is not consistent. So if I can maintain that consistency in my effort, then you will see wonders. Yeah? So it's already 6 o'clock. Any questions from you? We would like to show you a small video that they have sent in connection with accuracy and alertness. So before that, any question? How many of you think you are accurate and alert? Alert. In meditation, in listening to the Murli, in doing everything. You know, sometimes people say, I was cooking, I was remembering Baba, I burnt the rice. How can you burn anything if you are accurately linked with yoga with Baba? So, but we are using excuse, giving excuse to show how much we remember Baba. One time, you know, one sister was coming to class every day in Delhi. Dadi Gulzar was attending her. One day she came late. So Dadi asked her, why you are so late today? Oh, Dadi, I was sitting in the bus and remembering Baba. I was so lost. I missed my bus stop. I went to the terminal. And the bus driver came and shook me. Then I got up. So Dadi said, you were not remembering Baba, you were sleeping. If you were remembering Baba, you get the touching. This is your bus stand, get down. See, there is no accurate link with Baba. So first of all, I must learn to have accurate remembrance. Then my action will be accurate. Then my, you know, words will be accurate. My thoughts will be accurate. So take that inspiration of Brahma Baba, you know, even though he was so old, but still he was never late, he was never missed anything, you know, and always alert, never sleepy, never tired, you know. So tiredness is one thing of Brahmins, boredom. But if you are alert, you will have enthusiasm. The energy of enthusiasm is very much connected with alertness. So that is why I should always remind myself, I am a student. I want to learn. That is my slogan, you know. To be alert all the time, to open for learning. Just remember, I am a student. No matter how many years in Gyan, I always want to learn, learn and learn. Then you will always be alert because you want to pick up good qualities from everywhere, from everyone, so that you can experiment. Okay? So we will watch the short video on this theme, accuracy and alertness, and how to follow Brahma Baba. You know, how Baba did what he did.